This is Melanie. Is anybody else?
Hi, Melanie.
On
John here. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very nice. And didn't have all the family together, but half of them.
Oh, good. We kept it pretty small. We just had my mom and my brother over and our immediate family. We figure we'll make up for it once the numbers go down. Noma's having a rash of positive cases right now.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, some communities is just really, really running wild.
I can't wait until it's all under control.
Well, maybe 4th of July. Don't you have a big celebration there, 4th of July?
We do. I think, you know, once the vaccine is everywhere and it's not a big threat, we're going to have some, a lot of gatherings.
Yeah, right. Well, I can remember the parade in Nome and then running into the Bering Sea, too, down on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was 4th of July, either that.
Midnight Sun. We have a Midnight Sun.
That was it. June 21st or around there?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it. That was so much fun. Had a blast.
When were you last here?
Oh, let's see. I've been there the last time. I was for the Iron Dog a few years back. I flew the race, helping support a couple of racers. I've done that a few years. It's been maybe 3 years, I think, since I've been there.
Ah, well, you'll have to come back up. You know, just last night I was wishing that we were able to meet in person because you get to know people and, you know, we're going to have to make sure we've got good camaraderie and just there's something different about being able to meet in person, you know?
I agree. It is so difficult over the phone. It's just, it's a shame that we're starting this process because you're right. We need to work together and get to know each other, and that makes such a difference being together in the same place versus on the telephone.
I agree.
But we'll get
there.
I
would have loved to have hosted a meeting here in Nome and schedule other fun things to do, too, besides this business.
Once we're all vaccinated, we'll meet up in Nome.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, I think we've I think it's starting to live stream, but I'm not sure. Do we have anybody else on the line?
Yeah, this is Stephanie. I'm here, and if I'm here.
Okay, I think I heard all three. Nicole, Bethany, and Bud, all there as well?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Melanie and I were just jabbering on. You guys were probably...
JC's there as well, Mr. Binkley.
To get a word in edgewise. Say again, who else?
JC's on the line as well.
Hi, JC. Thanks for joining us. And I think Tim was going to join us as well.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Tim, and I am standing by here.
Okay, great. Well, I think we're past the 3:30 start time, and it sounds like everybody's on, so I'll call the meeting to order and officially establish that we have a quorum. I'll just, for the record, I'll have you each respond affirmatively that you're on the line. Melanie?
I'm here.
Nicole?
Here.
Bethany?
Yes, I'm here.
Bud?
Here.
Okay, we have all of the board members present, and we do have a quorum. There was a draft agenda that I sent out and was published on the website as well. And are there any additions or deletions to the agenda as we've presented it?
Melanie. I move to adopt the agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I'll second that.
Okay, Bud, sounded like you were the first second. Is there any discussion on the motion before us to adopt the agenda as presented? Is there any objection to adopting the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted as presented. The first item of business is going to be a presentation of IT services, talking about the redistricting software and hardware. And I'll kind of turn it over to Tim and JC, who have been helping us throughout this process, both with the planning committee and subsequent to that with this area. So, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board here. Again, it's Tim Banaszak and the IT manager for the legislature, and we're happy to help out in a supportive role to the board, our districting board. And so I think we have three brief encouraging updates for the board members. And those will be number one, laptops, number two, the email accounts, and number three, the software. So number one, on the laptops, those are configured and ready to go, and they have both the Microsoft Office and CityGate redistricting software loaded on them. Secondly, the email accounts have been created, and they're now configured and ready to be set up on the either the laptops, your smartphone, or through a web browser, depending on how you like to work or prefer to work or send and receive email. And then thirdly, under the redistricting software, our Alaska customized build software is ready for the 2020 consensus data, or census data, when it's available for us. Right now, we don't have that current data, but it's anticipated we'll have the authorized data dump from the Census Bureau later this summer. With that software, as we lined out in the RFP and in the contract, we've got training options available for the CityGate redistricting software. Through, we have a few different options, either videos, pre-recorded videos, we could do a live remote session, or if needed, we could go to an on-site session with the vendor, but obviously right now with the COVID restrictions, that's really not practical, so that would have to be down the road a little bit. And likely, we may want to start that training unless people want to get started earlier in some cases once we have the data to work through. So maybe I could roll back up to the top, the first point under laptops. They're configured and ready to go. So I think the action item here that is we could, Mr. Chairman, perhaps put in front of the members is we could either hang on to the laptops until the census data is available and we're ready to start training, or we could ship them out individually to members or a blend of both. So whatever I think the membership would like, we can certainly accommodate.
Okay. I mean, why don't we just, while we're on that subject, just take that up real quick. My preference is to leave it there, and I don't really need the computer itself until I'm ready to start training and working with some of the software. So my preference would be to leave it there and until a little bit later date. Other members chime in with whatever your preference is, or we could always do it offline individually too with Tim and his crew.
I just had a question that maybe Bud might be able to answer. Are there concerns with us conducting state business on all of our private devices now in terms of, like, legal issues? That's the reason I point to Bud is because, like, in terms of discovery and that kind of thing, are our personal accounts and work accounts subject to open records requests and such because we're conducting business via our private devices?
Mr. Chair, I don't know the official or particularly the legal answer to that, but my impression has been that the reason that the state issues us phones and laptops for this board is so that we can use them for state business. That being said, you know, we have our phones, but I'm with you. I don't really see a reason right now that we would need to physically obtain the laptops, and it seems like we could always change our mind on that any time that it seems like we're doing quite a bit of business. Right now, you know, the only communications we've really had have been, you know, setting up meetings. You did send around the applicants for the executive director, so I guess in that sense we're starting to do business. And to answer Bethany's other question, you know, it is subject to discovery if somebody sues us about this later and wants to see all of our records. These would be fine.
Mr. Chair, this is Melanie.
Yeah, hi, Melanie. Go ahead.
I would like to see the laptops deployed out to us so that I can familiarize myself with the software sooner rather than later when we do, you know, get really slammed with our business. And I would like to have some kind of a Zoom tutorial, like a live meeting where we are, you know, educated about this software, and also be able to see the 2020 census data ready software that was mentioned. So that would be my preference, is go ahead, and if they're ready to go out, we can learn virtually if somebody's willing to teach us.
You bet, Melanie. And there is, and Tim can maybe talk a little bit about this, or JC, but also CityGate, the proprietor of this software, has three different options for us, too, in terms of training. One, there's a video tutorial that you can use at your own pace and your own convenience to start to learn about the software. Two, they can have a seminar where we're all together online and walk through it with us. Or three, once we get past this stage of COVID and where they might be able to, we might be able to meet, they can certainly come up as well and in person have a tutorial with us. So I think that first one right now, Melanie, would be available to the board members if you or others of us wanted to start to work on it. For me, I forget things so fast nowadays that I don't want to learn too early, or I'll have to relearn it. But for others, it might make sense to get it earlier and start to familiarize yourself with it. So I think we can do it however each board member wants to. And if you want to get yours sent out and get started on it, I think that's great. And I might just comment also, Bethany, on your question, and we can get Nicole's opinion, too, as an attorney. But, you know, my experience has been in using personal devices when there is discovery. You know, there's a limitation to the extent of the discovery, and it has to be pertinent to whatever the bounds of the litigation are. So they can't capture all of the information off a personal device, only that information that's relevant to the subject at hand. So if you were using your personal cell phone, for example, sending emails off your personal account, those that related to your work on the redistricting board would be subject to discovery, but not those that didn't pertain to that were personal matters.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is Tim. What I could do then is I could, so that members aren't put on the spot and can think about it a little bit, I'll just send an email to the members, and you can decide individually what your preference is, and we can easily accommodate that. So no worries from that side.
Okay, and also we can As I think Tim mentioned, we've got our emails, or maybe that's the next item on the list is the email. So we've got our redistricting email accounts that we should be able to set up from our own IT devices, be it a mobile phone or a laptop or a computer. And then as it pertains to redistricting business, we could use that email account. So it might separate that a little bit and make it easier to, once there was discovery, to categorize all that data that would have to be turned over.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mr. Chairman, and that's exactly right. The next item here, and really, I think the action item on that is in our contractor's court. The accounts are ready and set up, and so if the board would like, we can have the contractors reach out to the members individually to provide the email account information, and then as you pointed out, it would make it easier for, if discovery was required, if the sooner email communications and attachments, that kind of thing, began to occur within the akredistrict.org email environment for the board. So that's ready to go. We can do that today, and then you could, members will have that available with or without the laptop. So I think the third point we really, I think, discussed already, the redistricting options, redistricting software options. We're going to be standing by for more relevant data, and we already discussed the different training options. So as we think about getting closer to training, or if some want to take some of those videos online, we can certainly make that available to the vendor as well. So I think if there aren't any other questions, that should take care of any updates I have, Mr. Chairman. I definitely want to maybe turn it over to JC just in case we've left anything critical out the board needs to be aware of.
Thanks, Tim. For the record, this is JC Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. The only thing that I think would be worth mentioning is that now that the software is installed, I think it would be good to have the final user acceptance tested and make sure that it is actually what we wanted and procured for in the RFP. My suggestion was to see if we can get TJ on board to maybe take a look at one of the laptops on the configuration of the software on there, because he was the project director throughout the contracting development of the software and implementation of it. And then that way he can make sure that the software has everything that the planning committee and the board intended before it's fully utilized by the board. And I tried reaching out to TJ right just before this meeting, about an hour before, did not get a chance to contact with him directly to see if he would have that availability to do that. Initially, early on in September, before the first board meeting, TJ did indicate that he'd be more than willing to do that when the time came. So if the board wanted to pursue that option, I'm sure it's still an option.
And just a reminder for us, JC, TJ was on the planning committee, right, and worked on that aspect of it?
Yes, TJ, or Thomas Presley, he was one of the planning committee members and was involved throughout the entire RFP process. And then once the contract was implemented, he was the acting project director to work directly with CityGate throughout its the software's development and customization for Alaska's needs.
Got it. Any comments on that from board members or thoughts? Including, go ahead. Sorry.
No problem. This is Bethany. I just wanted to say that I'm happy to participate in that user acceptance testing too. We see if that would be helpful. I think it would not be bad for the board to have some involvement in that and to kind of be able to say yes, we agree. And you know, I don't have, of course, as in-depth as familiarity as far as what they've installed recently, but you know, having worked through the proposal, I have a general sense of what we should expect from what they're supposed to deliver. So I'm happy to participate in as much as needed.
And I'm sorry to leave you out, Bethany. Yes, and Bethany would be the other definite candidate for that. She was very involved through on the planning committee throughout the whole evaluation and RFP process as well. So
I don't need to be included. I just wanted to offer to help.
Well, we appreciate your willingness to do that, Bethany. And I think that would be good for us going forward as well, certainly to get both of your insights into that and make sure that we've procured what was intended and that we actually have the product that they have sold us. So let me ask if there's any objection from board members if both TJ and Bethany work with the software vendor CityGate just to go over the software that's actually been installed and make certain that we got what we paid for. Okay, hearing no objection, why don't you go forward with that, JC, and trying to coordinate that. We'd appreciate it.
And one last thing I'd like to note, just so everybody knows, I don't think this will delay in shipping out any of the laptops since there are two extra laptops currently. Then that way, if there are laptops shipped out to the board members and there does become an issue with the software, there's a function in the software for it to be able to push through an update to all the users. So if there was some sort of hiccup that needed to be corrected, once those laptops are in the field, it wouldn't be an issue in updating that.
Okay. For the board members, we kind of we started out talking about laptops and discovery and personal devices and whatnot too, and I wanted to make sure everybody had an opportunity to weigh in on all of those discussions. If anybody's got any comments on that or thoughts or on how we proceed with that, chime right in now if you would.
This is Melanie. That sounds like a good plan going forward to me. And Bethany, thank you for offering to test drive.
Okay. Well, I think that any other questions of JC or Tim from board members?
I do not have any today.
Okay. Well, thank you both very, very much. We appreciate all your efforts on our behalf. And Tim, thank you for we'll look for your email reaching out to us individually or jointly, and we can respond individually in terms of when or how we want to take possession of those laptops.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board members. I'm happy to do that. And I think with that, we could I'll go ahead and sign off then, unless you would prefer that I lurk on the call if any other questions come up later.
I don't think so. The only thing the question I might ask is in terms of that, the tutorials, is that something that you need to reach out to CityGate on then, or you would provide a link to that to those members that wanted to get the hardware and start to familiarize themselves with the software?
That's a great question. So we'll contact the vendor. As we understand it, they are pre-recorded video links. So we'll request that from CityGate and provide those links to the board members.
Okay, that would be appreciated.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have a great rest of the day, members.
Thank you. This is JC signing off as well, and thank you.
Okay, thank you both.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda was the virtual redistricting seminar, originally scheduled to be in person in Washington, D.C. in January, but now, of course, it's going to be a virtual seminar. As I recall, we're already all registered for that seminar in January, and I would encourage all of us to participate in that. I'm not sure. Did I send out the PDF on the details of that?
You sent a link.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I think that probably had the agenda and the timing and that sort of thing.
I think so.
Okay. I think it's the 6th, 7th, and 8th of January. I don't have it in front of me, but that's my recollection of it. So if you could all kind of check your schedules, and hopefully you can participate, I think it'll be valuable to us to really start to understand the process.
Mr. Chair, this is Melanie. Can you resend that link? I know we had a link to, you know, the series of seminars, and some of them are pre-recorded. Is this by the same outfit?
I believe it is. National Council on State Legislatures, I think it is. Let's see. Where is that? See if I can find it real quick.
It's in the email that you sent on November 27th at 11:23 a.m. with the draft agenda. It's at the bottom of your email.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bethany. I'll go to that email.
Oh, not a problem. So, yeah, I'm just opening it up now. So, yes, you're right. 6th through the 8th, January 6th through the 8th are the dates.
Okay. And to answer your question, Melanie, I'm not sure if that was the same as there might also be a link to some past sessions that the NCSL has held that you can get access to. So, I'll see if I can find that as well. But I think we signed up for the upcoming seminars.
So that was my question, John, was I remember seeing that we were signed up for the past ones, the pre-recorded ones, but if there was something sent that showed we were registered for this January one, I missed it. So I wanted to check on that.
Well, that could be my confusion then.
It's an extra cost.
Yeah, because I know we signed up and paid for something with NCSL, but it may have been the past series and not the future seminar. So let me follow up on that and make sure that all of us have access to both the past ones, links to those so that we can school up on it, and to participate in the January 6th through the 8th virtual seminar.
In my communication with them in the past, it was my understanding, and I could have misunderstood, that the pre-recorded kind of training stuff that they offer is like one package, and we bought that. But all of their kind of real-time live seminars are separate that you pay, you know, per registration, per event.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me work on that to make sure we're all registered. Unless somebody cannot attend that, the 6th through the 8th, let me know so we don't register you unnecessarily. And then we'll make sure we get registered and the fees taken care of for that seminar in January.
Just word of warning for everyone, it starts very early Alaska time. It starts the Eastern time zones, 10 o'clock Eastern time zones. So.
Yeah, okay, that'll be an early call for us. That'll test our dedication. Okay, any other questions or information on item number 5, the redistricting seminars? Okay, the next item is discussion of the executive director hiring process and timing. And, of course, we do have an executive session to start to discuss some of the details of the individuals who have applied, but I thought we'd maybe have a broader discussion in public session about what our timing might be and the process as we go forward. So I'd kind of open it up to members' thoughts on how we should proceed and what the timing might be for that.
John, this is Bud.
Go ahead, Bud.
I think in one of our earlier calls, what maybe you had suggested or somebody did was that we each independently go through the 23 applications, really 22 people, I guess, and make each of us make our own sort of short list, and then we combine that, see where we get some overlap, and try to, you know, talk through that in the executive session and try to get to a short list of applicants that need to be interviewed, and then follow up with some kind of schedule from there. So that was just sort of the basic, the first step of the process that that I thought we were doing.
Yeah, and I think that is what we discussed, Bud, and I certainly think we ought to continue down that path. Just want to make sure everybody's all right with that, and that still seems valid to board members. Okay.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Nicole, Melanie?
That sounds reasonable to me. This is Melanie.
Okay.
No objections here.
Okay, that sounds good. Timing-wise, I guess we can discuss that. We're going to have to, as Bud mentioned, once we get down to this much smaller group that we are going to actually interview, then we're going to have to schedule those interviews. And then subsequent to that, come together as a group again to make a decision, hopefully. But I would like to mention to board members that we really do need to get rolling on this as quick as we can. I feel a little bit like we're getting behind. We're already in December, and it's going to be critical to get an executive director on board as soon as we can to start taking care of some of the administrative functions that will need to be done before we actually start to work on the maps, and there's just a lot of legwork that needs to be done. So hopefully we can all schedule the time quickly to get through the interviewing process and get an executive director on board. I might mention also, and we don't need to go into the details of this now, but there is the opportunity, even though it looks as though the census data is going to be delayed in getting to us. The last we'd heard, it would more than likely be the end of July before we actually got the data, but that's unknown at this time as well, given the fact that there is still litigation over that or decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that may affect that and many other factors that could slow that down. But there is available an opportunity to do some work through CityGate on getting some updates on where they believe the census data is going to be. It doesn't get real granular, but it gets pretty broad and maybe close enough to start to do some drafting of maps even before we get the actual census data. There is data that's available from 2018 and even some from 2019 that gives us a sense of what population shifts have been. And other states are doing that now, starting to work with data to kind of rough out some of the boundaries. And then as we get the actual census data, to refine that down. And it might give us a bit of a jump on that. But we really do need the executive director and the staff and all of the pieces in place before we can start with that. So hopefully we can all make time in the near future and we can get somebody on board.
Hey, John, this is Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole.
Hi. So I guess I maybe I'm a little bit overprepared for what you were, what I read from your email as to what the purpose of the meeting was today. So this may be the only time that I am overprepared, so I want that on record.
So noted.
Thank you. Thank you. But what I was, what I came today with is actually a list of a couple of names that I would be prepared at this point to put forward. And also with a mention that although we did have a number of applicants, that the quality of applicants was a bit lacking when I read through in detail a lot of their professional experience. So I don't know what you're thinking of in terms of time frame and when you'd like the board members to be able to put names to you to schedule some interviews, how many we want to schedule or any of that. But I wanted to just put that out there to see if anybody else, and I'm not, you know, suggesting that we have to share those names right now, but just to see where everybody else is.
Well, my thought, Nicole, and I appreciate that, and I've gone through all of them as well and have a short list. My thought was to do this, since this is a personnel matter and really falls under the some of the restrictions on what you can do within executive sessions, but this certainly is a case where I believe it's correct to start to discuss the individual applicants and their strengths and weaknesses and how we narrow down to a short list to interview in the executive session. So my hope is that we can accomplish that once we transition into executive session here.
Okay, perfect. So are you looking for a motion to transition then into executive session?
Yeah, as long as we're through the discussion, public discussion in terms of the hiring process and timing. If there's no other discussion on that item, then I would entertain a motion to enter into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
This is Melanie. I so move.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Stephanie will second.
Okay. Motion made by Melanie and seconded by Bethany to move into executive session. Specifically to discuss personnel matters before the redistricting board. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we'll move into executive session, and I would ask the LIO teleconference manager, Danea, if you could, I don't know what the technical term is, but if you can eliminate all the other people that are online, and just the five board members would be left online to participate in the executive session. And if there's, if you could let me know when that's accomplished, then we'll start an executive session. And for any members of the public, our intent is not to take any official action or conduct any business when we do come out of executive session. The only item we have on the agenda past executive session is for any board member comments, and after that's to adjourn. So we don't envision any action items, so you're welcome to, I don't know exactly how you would call back in once we come out of executive session to adjourn, but this session is being recorded and it's available online too. So you'll be able to listen in if you wanted to when we come out of executive session and adjourn. So with that, if there's no objection to going to executive session, we'll engage. And Danea, if you can make it happen.
John, this is Danea. I will get everything set up and I will give you a heads up when you're good to go, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your host is exiting the conference.
Okay, I guess since the host, that would have been Danea, is exited, I'm assuming that she would have eliminated eliminated all the other people who had called in on this, and there's just the five of us, and I would.
the live.
Oh, the online. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
Just one more second.
Okay, no problem. So first in-person meeting will be in Nome, right, Melanie?
I'd be happy to host.
Okay.
You're ready, John.
Okay, great. Okay, we're back on the record, and we're out of executive session in which we discussed personnel matters. And we're now down the agenda to board member comments. Are there any comments from board members? Hearing none, I think that really concludes our business in this agenda. So I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. This is Nicole.
Okay, Nicole, and is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded before us to adjourn. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the redistricting board is adjourned. Thank you all very much. And Danae, thank you very much, too, for your help in all this.
Thank you, John. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Your host is exiting the conference.
Bye. Thank you.